Yes, sir. Okay, the Honorable Mr. Johnson is going to be a meet, sir, so you just hang on, and the next rest you hear will be that of the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, sir.
Good morning, sir. Could you just please state your full name and ADC number for us for the record?
Jeffrey Lewis Naskiewicz, the second, number 240991.
Okay, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I am going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this morning, sir. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Mill, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'll be acting as your panel lead. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as the Parole Office, is Mr. Westby, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you signed and received a notification form that notified you of the board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form?
What is it? I'm having a hard time hearing.
Prior to your hearing today, sir, you received and signed a form that notified you of this hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf, or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
No, I don't have no attorney.
So you're representing yourself today, sir?
What did they say?
I said you're representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, sir, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. At phase one, the board will determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the allegation on the warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your possession of a green leafy substance commonly known as marijuana while at the Maricopa Reentry Center on or about August 18, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, based on the admission of Mr. Moskowitz, I am going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed. By myself. Second. Ms. Rittenhouse, agree. Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, and Dr. Wright. So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two of your hearing, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to go with some information that's on the warrant with you, sir, and give you the opportunity to provide any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Westby.
On May 24, 2018, Mr. Moskowitz was released from Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested on August 18, 2018 by ADC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on August 18, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of November 23, 2018, 0 Scott days. Current conviction, 2017, burglary, second degree, 2 years. Prior convictions, 2009, disorderly conduct, 9 months. 2010, theft, 2 years. 2013, aggravated assault, 2.5 years. This is his fourth term in DOC. CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2009, TRS release completion, 1 month. 2014, TRS release of Scotter, 17 days. Arrested in California, reached CCD prior to seeing the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs, alcohol, violence, and disorderly conduct noted. Under arrest, 2003, criminal trespass, first degree, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2003, theft, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2003, burglary, second degree, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2007, domestic violence, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2010, aggravated assault, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. This community risk score is a G2B4.
Okay, Mr. Moskowitz, it looks like when you were released February 27th of 2018, you were approved placement as Sharon's Speakman for that lived at 4424 Franklin Street in Bullhead City. Whose residence was that, sir?
That's my grandmother on 4424 Franklin Street.
Okay, Ms. Speakman, that's your grandmother?
Yeah, my grandmother, and then my cousin's daughter lived there.
Okay. So, sir, were you working during that period of time?
What is that?
Were you working? Did you have a job while you were out, sir?
Well, no, sir. I ended up going to MRC, the Maricopa Reentry Center.
Right.
And I almost completed my program. I was one day away from completing my program. And I got in trouble for this.
Okay, well, it looks like on May 29th, you were referred to SAGE counseling for substance abuse treatment, but per the SAGE counseling, you missed classes on June 12th, June 14th, and June 26th, and you were dropped from the SAGE counseling from 30 to 10. Then you were staffed and sanctioned to MRC on July 12th. So it looks like on May 29th, due to your violent criminal history, you were referred to Southwest Behavioral House for a mental follow-up and subsequent treatment. However, you failed to enroll into the anger management, and you were staffed on July 12th and sanctioned again to MRC. But it looks like on the UA, sir, that you started out positive UA for marijuana. You had two in July that were positive. Then you had one in July 24th that was negative. And then you did one August 2nd and August 8th that was positive for marijuana. And then you had one in August 15th and August 17th that was negative. So what was going on with you? Why were you having these positive and negative UAs, sir, with the marijuana?
Before I got to the MRC, I was using marijuana. I didn't use the marijuana at MRC until that last little day. I'm not sure why there's that space in the middle. It should have all been dirty for marijuana. I was smoking weed, man.
So were you just smoking weed, or were you doing anything else, drinking or any other drugs?
Well, I told my parole officer I got out of prison. When I got out of prison, I had been strung out on some other drugs, but I got off of them, and then got sent to MRC, did the program, they put me on methadone, and that was all right, so when they brought me here, they started weaning me off methadone, and I quit the methadone here. You can look at my files here that I quit the methadone, and I went through withdrawals and everything from it. I quit it before they even weaned me off because I didn't want to do it no more. And I just gave them the clean UA 2 days ago. I don't know if you guys got that in front of you, but you guys can check on that. I don't know if I can ask this, but am I able to go back to the recovery center? Maybe you guys don't want to let me go home. I understand that. But can I go back to rehab? Because I believe I was so close to completing the program. I'm still locked up there, and the program was a good program. It really did help me, and I'd like to go back and finish it. I'm still locked up. You guys aren't letting me out on the street, but send me back to MRC, and I will finish the program and complete it. I really appreciate that.
Okay, well, How are you doing that you are incarcerated? You taking any programs there? You said that you staying clean since you've been back.
Yes, okay, there's this one class, and it's like, I just started it, I only went to one class, and it's like a peer support class. It's for like anger problems, drug problems, but I've only gotten into one class. And that's when I just started, and then I was supposed to go again because Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and then Wednesday we got locked down, and we've been locked down since.
So is the program working for you, sir?
Is what?
Is the program working for you?
You know, I'm doing a lot better. Can I read something I wrote down?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I know, like, you guys probably heard this stuff before, but I'm not good at putting my thoughts in the words, so I wrote this down real quick. It says, okay, for the first time in my life, I don't want to get high. That's a start. Coming back to prison is a wake-up call. Seeing these guys doing the same thing that I'm always doing. But thanks to MRC, the program, I don't want to be like that anymore. I want to be there for my family. I need some help first, though. I won't get that help in prison. That's why I need to go back to MRC. I strongly believe in the program MRC offers me. I believe it will give me the tools I need to stay off drugs and be there for my family and the community, and the tools I need to stay out of prison. I'm not trying to get out to the streets. I'm trying to go back to rehab so I'll be ready for the streets. That's it. If you guys let me out, they can come get me, or I would take a bus right there. I would. If I did it, you guys could violate me right away. You know, if you guys can make that the conditions, I'll go right back to rehab. I got 2 more months left, so I can complete that program in 2 months, and it would make me feel good to complete that program. I have other things going on out there that I need, you know, to show that I have completed a program like that, and I would like to do that.
So, Mr. McAvoy, why did you have the marijuana when you were in the program, sir?
I shouldn't have had it. It was my last day there. I don't have no excuse for that, man. I didn't bring it in there. It was given to me. I had never got out to the street. I wish I would have never even. I messed up on that. It won't happen again. Yeah, I learned from my mistake on that one. You know, and it won't happen again. I go there and complete it with flying colors. I give you guys my word.
Okay. So I don't think the board has any additional questions for you.
Okay.
So no additional questions coming from the board. The board's going to go into discussion. So while the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. Then we'll get back to you with the decision of the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. The board's now going into discussion. Mr. Markowitz, it sounds as though he's ready to turn that corner. He has done some things to get out the drugs that he's in there. However, he was in a program at MRC, and he was put out of that program for taking marijuana. They found two rolled cigarettes with green leafy substance believed to be marijuana that he had inside of there. When subsequently got him put out of the program, it looks like his PO definitely had been working with him, and he had numerous positive UAs for marijuana. He did have about 4 negative UAs in between there, so I think that he's enrolled and can do some programs while he's there. He has right a little less than 2 months left to go. He has a release date of November 23rd in 2018. I think if he just takes this time and that he has left in there, work on his programming that he has there, then when he's released, he'll be off probation and community supervision, and hopefully he'll be strong enough to stay off the drugs, get him by with his family, and not have any more negative contact with law enforcement or ever have to come back before this board again. That's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues.
Agree.
Okay, therefore, I am going to make a motion to move to revoke the community supervision. Mr. Moskowitz found that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, that he may have lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company as he did. Relapse and start back to use drugs, and was found in the possession of marijuana. That's my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, and Dr. Wright. Mr. Moskovich?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on November 23rd of 2018, which is a little less than 2 months. So continue to take the programs that you're doing inside and any other program that you can take while you're still in custody, sir. And then when you're released, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. And sir, we wish you the best of luck and hope that when you're released, you have a plan, that you're not on drugs, that you stay off drugs, not have any negative contact with law enforcement, or ever have to come back before this board again. Mr. Moskowitz, I do want to thank you for taking the time to appear before this board. That will conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.